Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Daily Star this morning. Conor McGregor in court. The headline, "I felt like a lump of meat." That's also the main story on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. The quote, "bruised from her neck to her legs, the woman allegedly raped by Conor McGregor in a hotel room was left feeling like a lump of meat," the High Court has heard. A paramedic told how Nikita Hand had bruising from her neck and chest right down to her legs. Ms. Hand claims that Conor McGregor raped her in Dublin's Beacon Hotel in 2018. I think today is the last day of evidence in that civil case in the High Court. That's the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. The front of the Irish Independent looks at the Jojo Dollard case, and the chief suspect in the murder of Jojo Dollard had a scratch mark on his face and gave contradictory statements to Gardaí in the weeks after she went missing 29 years ago. The man in his 50s was one of the last people known to have seen her alive and became a person of interest in the early stages of the investigation. And it's now emerged that he gave two conflicting accounts about his movements on the night Jojo Dollard went missing when he was initially interviewed. He wasn't arrested initially, just interviewed. But this is the chief suspect in the case. Also on the front of the Irish Independent, a photograph of Johnny Doohan, the singer-songwriter who died in that drowning accident in Galway yesterday, a day of tragedy in Galway. He died after going for a morning swim near his home. He was from Limerick but lived in Barna and best known as the writer of The Voyage, the Christy Moore hit, and a search ongoing for a woman in her 30s who has also gone missing swimming off the Galway coast. And also on the front of the Irish Independent, a double payment of child benefit every August ahead of children returning to school is being pitched by Fine Gael as parties seek to secure votes from families. So all the parties out again campaigning today. Fine Gael is going to promise this double child benefit every August. Other parties going to focus on housing. Interesting day to focus on housing, given that we've a Daft.ie report showing rent prices just keep rising and rising. The Irish Daily Mail says Sinn Féin has ignited a fresh row with civil servants by saying the bureaucracy of the state needs to be streamlined, as work is often more than duplicated. Party leader Marilu MacDonald doubled down yesterday on comments she previously made when she said that parts of the civil service were constipated, and we're into the fifth full day of campaigning them. So this time she doesn't label the civil service constipated but says that the work is duplicated. That's the front of the Mail. Front of the Irish Times, the state body behind the Dublin Metro project paid €514,000 for two reports from an accounting firm in an exercise that yielded no more than 33 pages of written text so far. So get the calculator out. Thousands of euro being spent for each page of this report into the Metro project. The reports were delivered to Transport Infrastructure Ireland from EY, and EY is scheduled to deliver a further 100-page report before the end of December about one of the contracts. But I imagine this may become an issue on the election trail, given that we've had talk of government spending and wasteful spending in recent weeks. Then inside the papers, I see here that we've an interesting one from, it's from KPMG, it's the Next Gen Retail Survey in the Irish Daily Mail, about how people are going to spend for Christmas. And apparently families are budgeting for a smaller Christmas, because the cost of living crisis is still biting. More than a third of people say they expect to cut down on their spending this festive season. Three quarters expect Christmas shopping to be significantly more expensive this year. I mean, just doing a weekly shop, you can see how expensive it is. So add in all the extras that people like to buy for Christmas. The Christmas shopping is going to be very, very pricey. They expect it to be up from 70%. So 70% last year expected Christmas shopping to be more expensive. This year, 72% think it's going to be more expensive. And more than half, 52% of the people surveyed say they'll cut back on their festive shopping spend. And 56% of people are planning on cutting back on eating out this year. If you're looking for a big present, more than half of people expect to give smaller gifts this year due to cost of living pressures. That's in the Mail. Also in the Mail, fathers-to-be apparently forgotten about. All the focus is on mothers-to-be. However, a study argues that men should be given as much emotional support as women in the run-up to parenthood. In the report, many new fathers reported being physically and emotionally tested to breaking point, as well as experiencing bouts of exhaustion and postnatal depression symptoms. However, they feel unable to reach out for help as they weren't supposed to be the ones finding new parenthood difficult. This is a massive study which has been done worldwide, which has found that there is a lot of effects on fathers-to-be, but all the attention is on the mother-to-be, so there should be tailored support provided to fathers-to-be, according to this report. And finally, from the Irish Independent, we finally, it looks like, have a cure for hangovers. Scientists are on the brink of discovering a pill that could cure hangovers and also protect the liver from alcohol damage. A pill containing a gel is to be ingested half an hour before a first drink of alcohol. We're in the latter stages of testing, and it converts your alcohol into a harmless substance as it goes through the body. Now, we always have these hangover cures, but apparently this is a game changer. They've only done it in mice so far, gave the mice this pill, and 6 hours later, the mice navigated a maze significantly faster than their counterparts who hadn't received the gel, while liver tests indicated there were no signs of inflammation in the gel group. So, turns the alcohol into a harmless substance. Obviously, it won't solve alcohol addiction, but it may be a cure for hangovers, according to the Irish Independent. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.